ዋጋ ሊኖራቸው የሚችለው በሥራ ትርጉም እንዲገለጹ በማድረግ ተከብረውና ተጠብቀው ሲገኙ ብቻ ነው። ወይስ ይህንን ቃል ኪዳን እንዲያስከብሩና እንዲያስፈጽሙ የተፈረደባቸው ደካሞችና ትንንሾች መንግስታት ናቸው?
Frustration, oh yes.
Today's show is about meaning that we give to something. It determines the life as we are and as it evolves and evolves. And it's a curious process because oftentimes we don't think of that or we don't take that into consideration. And so oftentimes there's usually something lacking within the context of our own point of reference. It is kind of interesting. I guess I should give an update. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, I had all kinds of music that they did. They had the best of Mount Shasta, and I got to play on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. and I got to play several different genres of music, and it was probably one of the best all-around weekends that I've enjoyed anywhere, which was really nice. And when we look at the human involvement, when we look at the human experience, the only thing that we do is we give meaning, value, function, and purpose to everything across the board. I find it very useful that when there's an experience to ask, what purpose does this serve? I ask that about every experience. What purpose does it serve my life according to what it was? And the answer always comes. And the interesting thing about that is there's always a different context which comes. And it's useful. I had an experience many years ago in which I understood that I give the only meaning something has across the board to everything. I'm the one that gives the meaning to it. And that's what everybody does. We give meaning to a given person, place, or things according to our attitude, according to our karma, according to our circumstance and condition. And the beauty of the system is that if there's something that we don't like, if there's something that we disagree with, we can simply change our mind so that we have a correspondence with the change as we make it, because one of the opportunities that we are presented with is that when we are presented with something, we have a chance to evolve beyond what is presented. In one sense, we are evolving beyond the human condition, which is because ultimately everything is evolving beyond the universe. That's ultimately the esoteric idea is that God becomes not God, so that not God can reintegrate back into God through experience. It's kind of like the idea of becoming conscious. Even though becoming isn't a real good word, because things already exist as they are, as they do, where they're at. One of the useful ideas I have found when it comes to people is that the meaning we give something determines how the development will take place, based upon our sense of identity, based upon what we think the circumstance or the condition is. Oftentimes, I'm struck by what comes my way, because there is such a thing as the oneness of synchronicity, of the right thing at the right time for the right reason with the right people. And one of the things that's useful is, can we get to a point in our life to where the life that we're living and the life that we're involved with works for ourselves and that which is real and true? And often times that's not the case, because people are so caught up in I call it the pursuit of small-minded aspirations, that oftentimes the details of greater depth or greater scope are often missing or lacking altogether. I was told by a psychic not too long ago that one of the values that the universe and the creation has with me is my comprehensiveness. And that's one of the things, one of the arenas that I work on. I try to be as comprehensive as possible. And I ask for the clarity of insight needed and necessary for any detail that I might be leaving unattended. It's one of the advantages of being on a personal path rather than a pre-established path, because more often than not, pre-established path is focused totally within the context of one perspective, and so it missed the point about everything else. It's also useful to have bodies of knowledge to work with. I work with Course in Miracles every day. I also work with the raw material every day. I work with my vision boards. I've written and read books and my meditation. So when we're looking at the idea of meaning or value or function or purpose, it's wise to work within the context of our lives of taking as much into consideration as is humanly possible. I am a fan of doing as much personal work as possible with things. I've been known to work with circumstances and conditions for decades to get to garner or glean or get as much understanding and wisdom out of catalyst, and everything is a catalyst. Everything is a catalyst to give us involvement, to give us perspective. It's the universe is there to respond to us within the context of our life and times. And it's interesting to me, anyway, where we find ourselves and where we go from there. The nice thing about being here in my chest is that the clarity of insight is the best ever. Plus, the oneness of synchronicity is really interesting. Now that I'm back in California, I can literally think. I'll give you an example. I was participating with the Best of Mount Shasta, and there was a lady that I noticed, and there were some things about her that I thought were interesting. And so I just made a mental note, I'd like to connect with this woman. And so sure enough, an hour and a half later, she approached me and asked if I had a business card, and then we had a little chat, and I thought it was actually almost scary that I had the request, and the request was met. And I have a feeling that a lot of times when we're involved in the human experience that is the case. And then, of course, it brings up why is it that some experiences take decades before they take place? Why is it that some are instantaneous almost? Why is it that some don't require a lot of time and space? And some require pretty much almost the entire lifetime. And the cool thing is that we are a work in progress. One of the things that I'm actually writing a book, the subtitle is a now for something completely different, which is basically the idea of Monty Python. They had a movie and now for something completely different. One of the ideas is that within the context of our life, there's always something else. And so something else is always going to come along, and there never comes a point. If a person is truly doing the appropriate work, there's never instant replay. Once an experience takes place, the soul doesn't need the same experience. So it almost becomes an oxymoron when people are reincarnating over and over as the same role. One of the comments that was made about the Dalai Lama was that the Dalai Lama was the Dalai Lama in a past life. And from the perspective of infinity, from the perspective of non-repetition, from the perspective of variable and variety, the idea of repeating a certain state of condition is a form of addiction. It's a force of misguided. It's a source of misguidedness. It's a source of misguidedness, short-sightedness, and mistaken perspective. Because the universe simply means diversification of God into that which is infinity. Infinite, eternal, complete, total is one way of looking at it. So one of the ideas within the context of our experience is to come to a point to where we allow ourselves to ponder the experience that we have and just go with the idea that there is something to garner, something to glean, something to learn within the context of our personal, relational, and social evolution. One of the things that I know is that everything ultimately evolves beyond the state that it exists as. The interesting quality of the universe is there are seven densities, and each density has eight octaves. And that allows for evolution of growth. It allows for diversification of consciousness. It also allows for representation of consciousness according to the design that's used and within the context of the aspiration that an individual has. I personally find that as we go about our life, as we go about our involvement, it is wise to work with the situation, work with the circumstance and condition of our lives so that there can be a certain degree of success about who we are within the context of the process. And when we're looking at something, almost invariably what happens, is that when we have an interest in something, when we have the life that we're living, the universe, life on the planet, God, and so on, will lend themselves to our life so our life can be the best that it can be in the moment within the context of what we're involved with. So it brings up an interesting perspective when there's negativity. I met a lady recently who took a liking to me. And one of the things that is interesting about her life is the amount of that is presented that she has to deal with. And she expressed to me that she's tired of it being that way. And I was simply of the opinion that we humans don't work with catalysts very well because we don't think of what's going on in and as our life as the perspective of who we are within the context of, in this case, I'm going to use so-called lower levels of consciousness, like mineral, vegetable, worm, reptile, fish, bird, mammal type of thing, even though we are constituted as a mammal. Meaning has more than just one meaning, which is kind of nice. It also means meaning is the ability to get something out of person, place, or things so that there is value, function, and purpose that comes with the meaning. Because the interesting thing is that within the context of our lives, we're always given the opportunity for growth. Now, growth humanly evolves according to the four phases of the moon. The reason why there's the quarter phase of the moon is you have half light and half dark, and in our case, half masculine, half feminine, and yet we're both masculine and feminine at the same time. Every man is also a woman. Every woman is also a man. It's the reason why there's mom and dad. It's the reason why there's the creator and the father, and so on. What happens is that within the evolution of the soul, within the evolution of a person's life and time, the entire point purpose of experience is the evolution of consciousness into service polarity, because that's the only thing that's of use to the universe. In both positive and negative, service polarity serves the purpose that it does. Negative service polarity has to do with the development of the self to the exclusion, negation, of the version of God, life, and universe. The flip side is that positive service is the inclusion of God, affirmation of life, and involvement with the human ideal. So it's inclusion, affirmation, and involvement with God, life, and human beingness. Ultimately, the only thing that reality and truth comes down to is what is the contribution being made between one thing and another. One of the focuses that we find dominates on the surface of this planet is the mindset of survival of the fittest, or the predation or predator, prey, modality. But it can be thought of as life giving completely of itself so that the life it's given to can continue on as it does. What we have done is we have decided that opposites and conflict are good versus evil. And that doesn't exist. So what happens is that when we hold to the idea of good versus evil, what we have done is we have divided the self against itself. And what happens is from that protocol, then we start doing very selfish things. Ultimately, it means that we conquer, enslave, and destroy, so to speak. Basically, we destroy the life from the perspective of ourselves. And all of the time, there is a curiosity that takes place about our life and times and what we're involved with and who we're involved with and why. One of the nice things is that as we continue in our journey of going within, what we find is that we find that there's a corresponding correlation between the inner path and the outer purpose of what's shared from this perspective of who we are. And so what's nice is that as we work within the context of our life, we find that as we evolve, things disappear. It's like the reason why something ends is so that something new can begin. And so always we're given the opportunity for personal growth, and that's where humanity is stuck. Birth, crucifixion, death, reincarnation means that a person hasn't really evolved consciously. We are literally evolving beyond those four dynamics. The idea of birth is the idea that our life begins as what it does according to the birthing experience. It simply means that which is new coming into focus. And then hopefully there's development, and hopefully there's progress, and hopefully a person works within the context of who they are so that they can move beyond a given state into a more evolved and more conscious state. One of the things that I have understood about the process of my life at times is there's mindful purposefulness, there's embodied spirituality, and then there's conscious awareness. And these are basically the path that I walk within the context of the life of others. So the thing that's nice is that we always find ourselves where we're at with what we're involved with. And the according to the raw material, our life is simply the ability to desire, experience, and then ponder what we've experienced. Most people come from a place of addiction, destruction, or distraction. Addiction, dysfunction, and distraction are anything that debilitate us, anything that gets in the way of our enjoying our life at times as male and female, as a human being on the planet. It is useful within the context of the process to allow ourselves to take into consider what God and universe are from the perspective of the mind and soul within the context of love and light as the body and the spirit. So what we are humanly is mind, body, spirit, soul, of the will of light and consciousness of God, Yahweh, Yid, and universe. Mind, body, and spirit, and soul are infinite, eternal, complete, total, as is, and they correspond visually to the sun, the earth, the moon, and the universe as that which radiates, absorbs, illuminates, and encompasses. So the hope is that there comes a point in time in our evolution, because one of the things that's happening is there is the separating of the wheat from the chaff. And what's happening is that people that are conscious are losing interest in having any involvement or relationship with those who are unconscious, because there's going to come a point in time and those that are unconscious, those that are unevolved, those that are going to repeat their density are literally going to cease to exist. And they are going to become extinct from this planet. So what's happening is the energy is drawing people away so that the people that are going to evolve the species are literally going to be those people that are involved in the evolution of the species. I went to a talk by Brett Lauder Sunday. And one of the things that he was saying, and I've been saying this also for about the last 30 years, is that in order for humanity to evolve, there's two things that have to happen. Everybody has to speak the same language, and everybody has to be on the same page. And I'm absolutely convinced that the same page is my body of knowledge, because it's as comprehensive as it gets humanly. And it is interesting that only one person listens to the sound of my voice. Basically, I have one person that I talk to pretty much every day, and she and I are buddies. She's a friend, and she absolutely thinks the world of me, and she will listen to what I have to say on a reality truth level for hours. Almost everybody else, it just triggers their fear, guilt, arrogance, denial, lack, need, want, wound, ignorance, indifference, intolerance. That's basically what any person that is living according to realness and truth will do for the perspective of those that haven't resolved fear, guilt, arrogance, and denial as the protocol of the evil of the ego. The hostage that the ego has is the body. So most people, when they're coming from the perspective of the ego, only relate to existence to the extent that it expands to experience that expresses from the perspective of the appetites of the body. And the body is considered the all and the end all to everything. And some go as far as saying that after the body dies, there's nothing. Carl Sagan was of that opinion. And the interesting thing is, what was Carl Sagan's experience when he found out that, no, I'm still alive, I'm now a soul, and I wish that I had been more comprehensive in what I shared, because Carl Sagan didn't take very much into consideration. It's one of the drawbacks of a science, religion, education, business, politics, law, and medicine. Those are the seven institutions of the invader culture mindset. And they are they're antithetical to each other. And they don't take enough into consideration as far as the nature of the mind and the role that it plays, the role of the body as the embodiment of love, the nature of light as the spirit, as spirituality. And then there's conscious awareness as the soul that's universal. And these are things that a person can become conscious of. And that's the hope. It's the prayer and so on. There is going to come a time very, very soon when UFOs appear en masse, and everybody has the responsibility of knowing which soul their soul belongs to. What I mean by that is, what UFO belongs to the soul that a person's seeing. So it becomes very interesting from that regard. And so the suggestion I have is that it's very, very important for people to start doing very, very specific work, because most of the stuff is just an addiction, dysfunction, and distraction. I say, and that's basically the way that it is. There are systems, theories in place that are very, very misguided. Scientology by L. Ron Hubbard was greed and self-glorification only, and millions of people practice Scientology as if it's the right path. And so the curiosity is that we have a responsibility to who we are within the context of our life. Anyway, this is a welcome to my point of view. I am the host, Dougie Slapp, and I'm just going to end the last minute with Jaja first. The opening song was Ethiopia Land. And this is Jaja first. And thank you all for listening. And hey, you get there from here.
I love you, but I love you.